Okay, we're getting closer to the end of the year. So what movies shine the brightest in 2012?
You really believe this story? Osama bin Laden? Yeah. What Parker missed you? Her confidence.
Washington Post film critic Ann Hornaday says the new flick Zero Dark Thirty is one of them and joins us now to talk about it. Hi, yeah, Ann.
Hi, Hillary.
So Zero Dark Thirty doesn't open in wide release until next year, but you've seen it and say it's one of the year's best. Why?
Definitely. This is a fascinating film from the team that brought us The Hurt Locker, which I was a huge fan of a couple of years ago, and which, of course, was the dark horse that took all the Oscars that year. This is from Mark Boll and Catherine Bigelow. They tell the story of the search and eventual assassination of Osama bin Laden, just very straightforwardly, as mostly focusing on the intelligence hunt. And they just really focus on the dedicated professionals that just did the work, the legwork, the data mining, the long slog of searching for this, engaging in one of the most difficult manhunts in history. They don't engage in any, spectacle for its own sake. There's no exploitation. There are no political axes to grind. They just tell it straight, and it's an incredibly absorbing, exciting story that also involved a great deal of original reporting on Boll's part, which I think sort of has resulted in a fascinating new kind of a film that's somewhere between journalism and drama. But wherever it lands in that space, it lands exactly right. And I think especially Washington audiences will be absolutely mesmerized by it.
Probably the most talked about film this year is Spielberg's Lincoln, and it's on your list this time, right?
Absolutely. Sometimes historical dramas can make me feel a little squeamish, because it has that kind of waxworks quality. But this absolutely puts you right into the events of the 19th century when Abraham Lincoln was trying to pass the 13th Amendment. Daniel Day-Lewis playing Lincoln really makes you feel like you've just spent 2.5 hours with the man himself. I mean, it's just one of those completely immersive experiences. Again, taking a chapter that might have been kind of fusty or conventional and almost structuring it like a political thriller. And, of course, the movie's graced by some wonderful supporting performances by Tommy Lee Jones and James Spader and others. So if you haven't seen it yet, I cannot urge viewers enough to get to the theaters and go see it.
I've got to go see that. Thank you so much, Ann. Have a great
Enjoy.
Weekend.
Thanks, you too.
Thanks. That's the Washington Post, Ann Hornaday.